This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey guys, this is Jace of the Asian Pop Experiment, your weekly dose of Kanto, Mando, J and K-pop. Every 2 weeks now, we get the chance to have a chat to HelloKpop.com, Australia's biggest online K-pop music site. Here's the latest for May 3. And don't forget, if you want to find out more about the Asian Pop Experiment, all you have to do is search for us in Facebook, Asian Pop Experiment. You can get us on Twitter at AsianPopX or email AsianPopX@joy.org.au.
Say hello to Australia's biggest online K-pop news website. Here's Hello K-pop with a Korean pop news update.
And with us once again, we have the delightful Sierra from HelloKpop.com. Hi, Sierra.
Hi, how are you going?
Big news in the K-pop world this week?
Of course, once again, it's AsiaTix. In our new continuing coverage of R&B supergroup AsiaTix, we are pleased to announce that the group has officially released the newest mini album, Awakening. Composed of Eddie Shin, Nicky Lee and Floyzik, has become a hot topic amongst K-pop fans since their debut in early 2011. And since then, they've gained huge following in the K-pop community. With the newest album released, the group wanted to inspire all the fans persevere when life gets you down. Their first single, Speed of Light, that's what we mentioned a few
That's right, now I'm on track.
Weeks ago, has been a huge success, and its been subsequent music video has accumulated over 69,000 views.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, celebrity popularity survey.
Oh, here we go. Is G-Dragon up the top?
No.
Oh, come on.
I'll get to that soon. First half of 2012, career research company Lister released the result of the latest poll they conducted called the Celebrity Popularity Survey, first half 2012. Your generation earned the number one spot for garnering 26.9% of 1,329 total votes.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, proving their popularity just not in Korea, but also, you know, parts of the world as well.
Sure.
Yeah, earning the second spot in South Korea's little sister is IU with 15.3%. Wonder Girls, Lee Hyori, Ji Young, and Miss A.
It's amazing to see that Lee Hyori still has plenty of support there when she hasn't done all that much lately.
Yeah, 7.1% she's sitting on at this point, and Miss A with 6.2%.
And it looks like the Wonder Girls only have to release one single every year now to keep in there.
Yeah. On the other hand, Big Bang secured the number one spot for male artist category with 18.1% of the total vote.
Nice and work.
Yeah, exactly. Big Bang keeps it up.
Did they break it down by the boys individually?
No, they didn't.
Oh, wow.
I think with G-Dragon and Top would be up there probably, and Taeyang maybe.
True.
Yeah. Following on the line were Lee Seung-gi with 11.3%, 2PM, 2AM, and Shinhwa, who just made their comeback after like a decade.
Yeah, good on it.
Yeah, Wonbin and Kim Tae-hee garnered first spot for most popular actor and actress categories, and following on will be Kim Soo-hyun, Jang Dong-gun, Hoon-bin, Lee Seung-gi and Kang Dong-wo, who were next on the list for the popular actor category.
And interesting to see that Rain is still in there at around about 7%, is that right?
Yeah, Rain is still in there.
Always popular.
I think I just left him out.
With the boys and girls, of course.
Yeah, Rain.
It's all that Rainism, you know? Rainism came down on all of us at the one time.
And next news is Taeyeon as SNSD's subunit consisting of Taeyeon, Tiffany and Seunghyun.
So we heard rumours of this a few weeks back. We weren't quite sure if it's true, but it is true.
Yes, it is true. After causing much anticipation from various teasers, SM Entertainment have now released the full music video for Taeyeon's title song Twinkle.
Wow. And what are your thoughts on it?
Well, it did mention that in less than 24 hours of its release, the music video managed to reach over 1.3 million views.
Wow. That's awesome.
I think for SNSD, that's pretty good. Probably in the next 2 or 3 days, I reckon. And the mini album swept all music charts across Korea. In addition, Taeyeon is the first K-pop idol group to have reached fourth on iTunes Top 10 album chart and second on iTunes Top 10 pop album chart.
Dude, they're all doing good on the iTunes chart lately, aren't they?
Yeah. The girls will make their debut as a subunit on Mnet's M Countdown on May 3rd.
Today, in fact. There you go.
Yes. If you guys have your ears out for David Choi, he is back. He's a YouTube sensation and is set to return to Australia to perform live in concert in Melbourne as part of an 8-city Asia Pacific tour.
I just got an email about this. I'm very excited. Within the space of 5 minutes, I got an email from the promoter and then you bring it to us.
Yes. I love David Choi. The tour will feature his new release entitled Forever and Ever. Forever and Ever debuted at number 97 on iTunes of all records and reached number 2 on iTunes Singer-Songwriters Chart and number 16 on the Heatseekers charts on Billboard.
Oh, how good is that?
Yes. David's self-produced, written and recorded third album pushes past the normal pop music style and delves deeper into the sound that he has spent years crafting.
No doubt Hello K-Pop will be there and covering the whole thing,
yeah,
right?
I have to be there. It's David here we're talking about. David's journey continues to pave the way, being the first to set out for the USA to Singapore in 2010. I did go to, I think, the 2010 concert. It was very good. I loved it.
Where was it? Here in Melbourne?
Yeah, he was here in Melbourne.
Right.
Was it last year? I don't even remember. But, you know,
you've been to far too many concerts.
Yeah. And then, now he's returned to headline tour across Asia Pacific, including Australia, which was sold out, fully attendance of up to 500 people.
That's pretty good.
They did it at the Melbourne Convention Centre. Not the big one, but the smaller one on Swanson Street.
Oh, okay, cool.
And this time, David returns to Asia Pacific with his band again, first to top up the ante 100% independently. Don't miss a chance to see him perform in flesh and hear the fresh sounds from Forever and Ever. Sprinkle with some familiar favourites as well.
Cool, and no doubt all those details will be on hellokpop.com.
Yes, he's already made, like, being one of the first to be pushed out by social media and attaining 1 million YouTube subscribers, 100,000 Twitter followers, and 280,000 Facebook fans.
Wow, that's almost as much as our Twitter feed on Asian Pop X.
That man has got a good sense of humour. He is so funny.
He's doing well.
Yeah, he's doing well. Well, that's the news from Hello K-Pop, and I'll check in with you guys soon.
Thank you so much, Sierra. And again, hellokpop.com, and how else can we get in contact with you if we want to contact you directly to find out more information about what you guys do?
Visit us on our website, of course. Follow us on Twitter. Find us on Facebook. Or like us, please. And subscribe to us on YouTube.
And a letter drop coming to you soon.
Yes.
Via snail mail. Thanks, Sierra.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.